Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I've voiced my opinion many times on the Trump presidency and the incompetence and division he has shown to be the hallmark of his term. But it is so much more than that that is of concern. Character counts in the position of the President of the United States of America, as does ideology and policy, but in many ways more. When a person is elected to this or any public office, he or she represents everyone in their jurisdiction. It doesn't matter if they won by a landslide or lost the popular vote by 3 million votes. This position is President of the United States, not President of those that voted for the person. If we lose sight of character, we devalue the office and, by extension, all of us who are citizens. All of us. Honesty and integrity are a must for a public servant. I'm tired of hearing they all lie. I didn't in the 16 years I served. Most elected officials don't. For one thing, lies will be found out. Do they put the best spin they can to sell their ideas? Of course, we all do. So do the companies we trust with our medicines and our food products. But if they lie, they suffer major consequences. Trump lies, and he lies blatantly. He makes up numbers and details as he speaks. He has made his presidency and those around him impossible to trust. That's not only unacceptable, but weakens the office. That's bad enough on the domestic front, but is dangerous on the international scene. Competence and an understanding of our Constitution and the various departments and agencies that we have created for over 200 years is essential to a successful term in office. Trump is either too stupid to understand these values, or worse, he simply prefers to make up what he wants about the value of our hard-earned government. People have died to maintain this system that was so brilliantly created. This investigation into his campaign's contacts with foreign governments during the election is a good example of his contempt for agencies that make our government and our society work. It is anything but a witch hunt. It was started by a Republican Congress and is led by a Republican former FBI director. We must know the depth of Russian interference into the election so we can assure us all that it won't happen again. If we cannot trust the vote, all is lost. I, for one, am not willing to let that happen. We must know what happened and let the chips fall where they may. We are about to have hearings on a new justice for the Supreme Court. The Republican Congress blocked Obama's choice from even getting a vote. This president is about to select a candidate while he is under investigation that might lead to a criminal indictment. The vote should be delayed until we know the outcome of the investigation. Anything short of that is simply wrong. It's not hardball politics. It is un-American, period. The events at the border separating children from parents, even if they came to ask for asylum, is the latest straw. I would say last straw, but I know it won't be. All I ask is think about what we are leaving for our children. Government run by a mob boss, or the America your father and mother and mine fought to secure for us. It is not all about your wallet. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.